The concept of baptism within the church is that it is an ordinance specific to and unique to the church. However, baptism is anything but new. I have a saying, there is nothing new in the new covenant, meaning that everything you read about are not new ideas, concepts, or instructions, but are found throughout the Tanakh, which is known as the Jewish Bible. This is also true for baptism. When we see Yochanan the Immerser, more commonly known as John the Baptist, in John chapter 1 and verse 26, to them Yochanan replied, I am immersing people in water, but among you is standing someone whom you don't know. Immersion is something very common within the Jewish culture, both then and today. The term in Hebrew to represent immersion by water is known as mikvah. Mikvah means pool or gathering. A mikvah is typically a vessel that is constructed to gather water and is part of a permanent structure. It is not portable and cannot be filled by human hands, but is to gather water naturally through rainfall. The concept of a mikvah vessel originates from Leviticus chapter 11 and verse 36. Although only a spring or cistern for collecting water remains clean, meaning a vessel that collects water without the assistance of human hands or human action remains ritually clean or undefiled. Yochanan was performing mikvah in a natural body of water that was flowing, which was permitted. No human hands were used to bring forth the water used for immersion. At the time of Yeshua, there were some 500 mikvah vessels in Jerusalem alone, meaning that immersion was performed at various times. Next time, we will look into the origin of immersion itself. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Past episodes of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, www.shalommaine.com. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.